Monsieur le Président.
President, thank you for giving me the floor. We would like to thank the panelists who enlightened us this morning on topic number 3 on the agenda of our meeting, namely space-to-space threats by states-to-space systems. The impact of these threats is not fundamentally different from that coming from Earth systems. As we highlighted during the exchanges on topic number 2, these weapons can potentially undermine access to essential services provided by space systems. They may also undermine the long-term sustainability of space, in particular by creating debris. They may also pose a threat to global security or stability if attacks are made against military satellites, in particular early warning missile satellites. In this context, I wish to make the 3 following points. The possible use of co-orbital cybernetic satellites is also as disturbing as the use of direct ascent assets. They also create much debris. When we spoke about direct ascent assets, we stated that we should prohibit or ban their use, and this also applies to co-orbital anti-satellite missiles. Secondly, rendezvous and proximity operations, whether they are hostile or uncoordinated, are a threat to the safety and security of space systems. The deliberate approach of the states of satellites of one state without their initial knowledge or without consent by another state might be interpreted as a hostile act. Such rendezvous and proximity operations can be used to observe, deactivate, or threaten satellites of our country. And the threat of such operations can lead certain countries to place defensive capabilities on their satellites. This would only contribute to a deterioration of the security situation in space, as with other weapons. Clearly, rules for responsible behaviour are necessary with regard to RPOs, and we would like, in this regard, to highlight the proposals in the document submitted by Germany and the Philippines, under which the 3 following activities would be considered as irresponsible, namely, approaching and or shadow an active satellite without anticipatory coordination, or using a co-orbital or dual-use system which could damage a targeted satellite. Conducting rendezvous operations with active satellites of another state without initial consent or notification. Carrying out proximity operations which disrupt the functioning of another space system during an orbital maneuver of a targeted satellite without prior consent or without the concerned state having been asked to discuss the situation. In this regard, Switzerland believes that it is important to bolster the application of transparency building measures and to develop notification mechanisms, improving space situational awareness as well. It seems to be crucial that we heighten international cooperation in this area. The third and last point which I would like to raise is about the potential placement of certain weapon systems in space. Such a development, whether it be the placing in space of interceptors as part of an anti-missile defense system, or equipping satellites in order to be able to defend them against attack, will have deleterious effects. They would contribute not just to increasing distrust, but they would also be particular targets which would be attractive, and they might increase the possibility of an armed conflict in space. Prohibiting weapons being placed in space is an essential element, even if it's not a sufficient response to many challenges, in particularly with regard to the dual nature of space systems. Thank you very much, Chair.
I thank the distinguished